Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, West.
Good morning,
North State. Yeah,
good morning, West State.
I know I said West State. I meant good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. It's Carl and Linda Botten, and it's a Monday. I guess this is what happens after you work Saturday and Sunday, then you roll into Monday. So you just probably have a couple of different things to catch up on. You know, we're streaming on KCNR1460.com. And you can write to Linda. Linda, KCNR1460.com. We're joined today by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Yeah, Bad Bob, I need to turn up my headphones a little bit here so I can hear. There we go. And speaking of turning it up, here she is,
Linda. It's currently 65 degrees, going to be 98 today. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Good Monday morning to you. It is the 2nd of August. Now, you know, don't be concerned. Many of you who listen on a regular basis, listen to your Saturday and Sunday programs. We added three new shows on Sunday. So but for those of you who emailed us, Front Lines of Freedom is going to always remain in our lineup. We're just not exactly sure which position we are going to, what hour we're going to put it on. So we have a choice to put it on early Sunday morning or later Saturday evening. We'd love to hear you. Give us a call, 605-4567. You know, weigh in with us. How did you like the new Sunday shows? You know, we're really committed to having our local programs and branch out to even more programs of local voices in our community. Give you an insight of different topical subjects, of course, and what people think. And there's it's a variation, just like a community is made up of a variety of people and a variety of thoughts and minds and a collection of minds. This is why we're doing what we're doing.
So on Sunday we have from 8 to 10, we have Around the House. We've moved them from Saturday afternoon so we could go into a Sunday show. And he's expanding his show in the sense of it's not just going to be construction tidbits. So it's still that. That's the heart of it. But when he says around the house, he means like, hey, we're going into the garage. And then they're going to talk about different things about automobiles. And then into the backyard, you know, how can you make the backyard look better? Well, what about this in the kitchen? You know, how could you redo the kitchen? Well, is there a recipe that you want, you know, to go
sports.
Out and barbecue? Sports. Big on sports, too. The second show is Doug Craig and Wake Up. And he's talking about a number of different things that have to deal with the environment and with companies that are environmental friendly. And the subject on Sunday was about Shingletown when they're talking about taking water out of one of the springs up there and the impact it's going to have on the community. And talking about the amount of the trucks, the possible damage to the aquifer, and all that. So that was an interesting show. It's in the archives. And then, of course, from 11 to 12, Donnie Greenberg, who is still trying to figure out what the name of her show should be. You know, Donnie from the News Cafe. And this is where you find out that when we stream all over the world, we mean it. She was getting phone calls from people in the Republic of Czech. The Czech Republic, also from Paris, France, from Southern California, from Oregon. They were listening to the show on their computers or on their iPods, on their iPhones, because that's the way we stream. So that was it was really an interesting weekend.
And then, of course, you came in and you manned all the worked the controls all weekend, and that's the glorious thing about being taking on a business and owning a business is getting to know all aspects of it. So if you hear us this morning, we are a little bit on fumes, but we're so glad you're with us.
We got a great show today.
Yeah, we've got the guys from Paisano Days, which are going to be happening this weekend, and then the first Monday of every month. The folks from Enjoy. You're not going to want to miss this. We've got a local business that they're going to be highlighting in their Enjoy store, and we're going to be hearing all about that
And then in the 8 o'clock segment is John Kleckner, Major John Kleckner, retired Special Forces Major. He's going to be talking about the parade, the Veterans Parade, that is rapidly approaching us in November, but other veterans' issues. He's had a lot to do. He's had his fingers in a lot of the veterans' issues here in our state, and especially here in the North State. So we've got an exciting show, and in between we're going to talk about marijuana. Should it be legalized? Looks like the city council's taking it on Tuesday. We're going to talk about what's all these dead fish doing in Shasta. And the other thing, a couple other things, like how much, you know, the battle that's going on, the continuing battle that's going on between the city council and the police. Chief of Police Peter Hansen's going to be on tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Later on this week, we're going to try and get somebody from the police union on and somebody from the city council. Maybe we can get somebody, we can have people talk so y'all can ask some questions, or they can go back and forth with asking some specific questions. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Free Fire Radio, it's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:15, it's August 2nd. Wow, summer is rolling.
Are you ready for August?
No, I wasn't ready for July, much less August. It's August 2nd. You know what? It's a big month.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
August 5th, this Thursday, is Carl's birthday. I'm expecting lots of calls to come in and light your fire.
Well,
a lot of candles this year, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be a fire. You know, in fact, Cal Fire has called me and said I cannot put all the candles on the cake because it would be a fire hazard for 100 feet around any type of trees.
Speaking of a party, oh my gosh, this Friday and Saturday, Paisano Days, and with us this morning is Jim Nobili.
Nobili.
Oh, see, it's always the okay.
You did good. That's all right.
All right, no.
I've been called worse, believe me.
Nobili and John Tosello.
Good morning.
Is that correct?
Yes, you got me.
Oh, I love these last Italian names. You're so cool. All right, well, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you. Glad to be here.
Okay, now, Paisano Days has been going on a long time.
Yes, it has. About 28 years now.
28 years. Well, okay, and so it's been at the same spot all the time?
It has.
Out there?
Anderson River Park.
Anderson River Park for 28 years.
Yes, it is.
Okay, let me say something up front that went there last year and we ate.
The best spaghetti?
I mean, y'all are cooking for how many people?
We've cooked for about 1,200 people before, so we're hoping for that many this year as well.
Okay, so let's talk about where we get tickets. Let's talk about the event. Let's just paint a picture for all those people who maybe have never been and looking, they've heard about it. Encourage them to come.
Well, we're going to have tickets selling on-site, and our members have been running all over town. There's a few Italians in the Shasta Lodge running around town with tickets in hand. But you can buy tickets at the site, down Anderson River Park, and you go into the park, and you look for the big gazebo, and find yourself a parking spot, go over to the gazebo, get tickets. We'll have several tables set up for that, and start serving at 5:30 on Friday till 8:30. So if you need tickets, we'll bring them right down here to you.
Okay, so 5:30 to 8:30 on Friday. The Lou White Band is playing both nights.
Lou yes, White will be there both.
Luigi.
And Luigi Bianco, he likes to be called.
Luigi Bianco and his five paisans.
And then Saturday night, tell us what's happening.
Well, besides having Lou White and the band playing again, one of the big things down there, a crowd pleaser, is we'll be playing Voce Bowl. And the tournament will be going on. And there'll be also Saturday, they'll be cooking up some fine chicken dinners. Is that correct?
We'll have a barbecue chicken dinner starting at 5:30. And that goes along with our food court with the sausage sandwiches, the meatball sandwiches, etc. And, of course, Saturday is our big raffle day. We'll be drawing for our raffle baskets. And this year we have a very nice television we're giving away for our grand prize, an LCD 32-incher.
Wow. Okay, well, we attended last year. Like I said, I couldn't believe I went on and on. You know, people are looking at me like I'm crazy because I had, it's, you know, when you cook Italian food that well, that good for such a mass group of people, I just felt like you had made that spaghetti specifically for me.
That's nice to hear, because yeah. that's a hard thing to do. It's not, you know, you come over to Mama's house, and even a big thing, you'll have a dozen, two dozen people. But when you kick that up to 1,200 of your closest friends, it gets a little tricky.
You know, we have never had a bad dinner from the Sons of Italy or the A-Team or any of these, you know, that have had anything to do with pasta. Well, it's always been good.
That's good news. Thank you very much. We appreciate hearing that.
And you know how to throw an event. So we encourage all of our listeners to go out to Paisano Days this weekend in the Anderson Park.
Anderson River Park.
Yep. And Friday begins at 5:30, and you can dance and eat your little heart away. It's a romantic night to and bring your family.
And you have wine and beer.
Wine and beer and soft drinks for the kids. And bring your friends, your family, your neighbors, your enemies. Bring everybody. Yeah. Come on down.
They won't be your enemies when it's over.
That's right. When it's over with, we'll all be friends.
And it's usually cooler down there. And I want to say this about you folks. You've talked about being at our events, and we really appreciate your support. You're always there for us and in the community. We appreciate it. Like you mentioned, the events we've had at the Lodge. We're doing things for the kids. We're doing things for the veterans. We're doing things for our community. That's what Sons of Italy is all about, and work with the groups like the Cowboys and the Exchange Club on the great events in town. And you guys are always there. We appreciate it. It's nice to see you.
Yeah,
well,
thank you, guys.
You know, we love this community, as obviously you all do, too. And so if there's things we can do to help the community, of course we're going to do that. And, you know, and really down secretly, we really enjoy all this, too.
That's good.
You know, I mean, we have a lot of fun. You go to the Sons of Italy to one of their parties over there at the Lodge, and let me tell you, watch out what you order when you're drinking, because somebody will give it to you. And, and then at that point, you're just, well, yeah, now you're whooping it up.
There you go.
Yeah, well, you'll see us on Saturday night. We'll be there. But gosh, you guys, again, can't speak highly enough about the Paisano Days event. Closing thoughts. You want to say anything else? Because we have to take a break.
All right. Well, we just hope to see everybody there. Let's have a good time. Celebrate our Italian heritage with Shasta Lodge.
Come on down to Anderson River Park. Act Italian with us. You'll have a good time.
Yeah. Okay. One more time where they can get tickets.
Jimmy?
Well, you can get tickets at the site, or you can contact me or Johnny or anyone at the Sons of Italy, and we'll have tickets for you, but they're available at the site, so it's not something you have to have beforehand.
Okay, and it starts at 5:30?
Yes.
Both nights?
Yes. And well, yeah. Actually, on Saturday, we start at 10. We'll be there at 10 in the morning.
Oh,
10. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, we're there all day on Saturday.
So, okay, oh, Friday's from 5:30 to 8:30, but on Saturday it starts at 10 o'clock.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm glad we got that out at the last
minute. We'll have bocce ball going 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, bocce starts at 8.
Well, that's a pretty strenuous sport, so you need to get started early.
Well, it is very strenuous, yeah.
Well,
there's a lot of training.
You know what it is that you mentioned, drinking. It is a good drinking sport, too. You could actually roll the ball and hold an adult beverage or a soft drink of your choice in the other hand.
Yeah.
So it's start early.
A few gallons of wine have been spilled on the bocce ball.
That's why it gets that distinct color. That's very true. I'm glad you saw that.
We spill no wine or no blood, but we do spill a little wine on the courts once in a while.
We spill no wine before it's time.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jim and John,
from
the Sons of Italy. And this is Paisano Days. Hey, do yourself a favor. This is going to be a great weekend. Go on down and Anderson River Park and join the Paisanos down
Nobelli
there.
Ticello. Nobelli. Ticello.
No.
Huh?
Nobili.
Nobili.
You got to put the emphasis on the right syllable.
Okay, there you go. You got to slap me around a little bit before I learn that. See you guys. We're going to take a break. We'll stay right after these messages.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. I've lost control. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's August 2nd at 7:24 in the morning. And our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Doug Tooley and B&T Satellite, right off Airport Road, just down from Burrito Bandito. Look for those big satellite dishes out in front. Doug's been serving our local community since 1985. He's a local boy. He's a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. Today is Monday, so the first 20 people to bring in your old remote, that's right, your old remote, will get a new one. That old remote could be one the dog got a hold of, or your child dropped into the toilet. Your wife drove over. She accidentally dropped it into the washing machine that one day when you two were fighting and you won the control. Next thing you know, it was in the dishwasher. How did that happen? Anyway, Doug will replace that one today, the first 20 people. His phone line here is 244-1988. He puts in home theater systems. He puts in Dish TV. He'll do great work for you at great prices. That's B&T Satellite. Go visit him today.
Wow.
Which part did you like about people dropping things into the washing machine? People probably don't believe that things like how your cell phone can get washed in the washing machine.
I did that once. We came back from a Harley ride, and I was trying to do the good wifey thing by washing the clothes, and it was cold. We were drenched to the bone from being in the rain, and I scooped up the clothes, and I threw them in the wash, and you said, where's my phone? Of course, we looked at the washing machine when the water was high, and you could see a flashing light at the bottom. I thought he was going to kill me.
The Verizon phone was still lit up, I reached down, and I picked it up.
And what'd they say to do? Let it dry out. It may still work. It dried out, but it didn't work. Don't you hate it when you hear somebody's name? I mean, this happens when you learn lyrics or when you learn poetry or you've got to remember an address or you remember your next-door neighbor's name and forever their name is Mark, but you remember them as Jim. Or her name is Mary, but you remember her as Beth. And every time you look, I don't know if you guys have that, but I have that. Once I get it in my head, it's very hard to undo it. So I get off the air and it's Nobelly. I'm going nobly. You know, I'd learn So it's that I just have to share that with you. I mean, it's a human flaw, and I just kind of swim in it.
Okay.
swim
in that flaw.
In spelling things wrong incorrectly, seeing things kind of inside out, and remembering names incorrect names, but right. Not who's with us now.
That's right, Shelley. Tobacco and Brew has joined us in the studio to see our madness.
Brought coffee. It just came by. Can I just see what you guys do? Love it. Love this woman. Joe and Shelley from Tobacco and Brew have been with us from day one.
August 4th, 2007.
The day before your birthday.
They jumped on this wagon and never once have they wavered on it. Never once. And all the things that they have done to support us, we just can't even, you know, we can talk about it, and we do talk about it, but we can't say enough. But
supporting the veterans, being behind, the packaging experience we did last year. What do you need? What can we, for a raffle, the meeting room, let's create this meeting room, and now, you know, the tea party, and many, many people. It's a community room, which is a phenomenal thing that you guys have done, and that's part of, again, opening your arms and embracing the community. We feel blessed.
And they've been doing this for 35 years at least, 1976. So it's a long time, and they've been here in our community, and we can't say enough about them. And no, it goes beyond just the fact that, you know, that on the professional side we're together. It's on the personal side too that. Seeing everything they have done for this community. And there's a lot of things they won't even let us mention because it's nobody's business that they how they support. Some people, stand up, oh, I did this. Well, Joe and Shelley do it and provide a lot of stuff for the community on all levels and never say anything. So we're going to take a quick break here, and we come back. I believe we've got Enjoy Magazine. Enjoy Magazine out there. And then later on we've got Major John Kleckner. We're going to be talking veterans issues, but also in between we're going to be talking a few other things that are impacting on our great city and our great part of our state. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning, Reading. It is 7:34 in the morning. Yeah. It's going to be high today of 98. This special portion of the show is On the Spot with Linda Bott. And we're going to start kicking that off. Yeah, it was announced on Saturday, beginning Thursday, September 9th, on Thursday nights, again, at 6 p.m. I'll be doing an hour show with a theater correspondent, what's happening in town, fashion, happy hours, recipes. It's going to be a fun time to kind of give it a break from all the political infusion that we get through the day. And one of the things that we've got going on here in the North State that is one of the most beautiful magazines about Northern California living is Enjoy Magazine. And with us this morning is our managing editor, Rhonda Ball. Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys, every month, I say it, I know it's like a broken record, every month it gets better and better.
That is so good to hear, because we really work hard.
Oh.
And sometimes we go, gosh, how are we going to top this one? Because sometimes we get a really great month, and the stories just, they're just nailed, and yeah.
But it's nice to look at. You know, when you're, sometimes you just like to look at pictures. I'm sorry, I'm a girl.
Oh,
I'm
I
a
like,
visual
yeah.
person.
Same here.
And I look at a story, or you have the best ads.
Yeah.
When you look at ads. Yeah. I look at ads in your magazine. So let's start off with, there's a lot of things going on. You guys have done Movies in the Park.
Movies in the Park has been huge this year.
How was Wizard of Oz Friday night?
Wizard of Oz, and I wasn't able to make it. I had to go out of town, but I texted James, and he said there are so many people here.
Oh, fabulous.
So, and I know the week before, Goonies had over 1,100 people.
Let's go. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How much? And it's free.
And it's free. And it's a great family event. And this month they moved to the lawn at the convention center. So that's going to be a great place. And it was last year. It was a lot of fun. And the any money donated at in the month of July will be going to Riverfront Playhouse.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes.
Of course, we're going to go see Club Dead coming up soon.
Yeah.
And that's a whole wonderful production with Lisa and Bill Collins. In fact, Lisa's going to be my theater correspondent.
Oh, good. Oh,
and,
she's neat.
And so this Friday night, we'll be at the convention center. What are you showing?
Oh, this Friday night is it Indiana Jones?
We'll come back to that.
Yes.
But let's talk about some of the stuff that's going on in your magazine, which flies off the shelves.
Yes.
See if you can get your copy now at August 2nd,
yes.
You know, for the August issue. Let's start off with the breaking new grounds. I mean, the story behind this woman and the phenomenal picture there. And share that with our listeners.
Well, Lisa Langston is the owner of Breaking New Grounds, and she opened it in November of 2009, last November. And it was originally called Breaking New Grounds, and then it was bought by another somebody else, and it was called Village Grind. And she wanted to change the name back to Breaking New Grounds because it was kind of a new start for her and her family. Her husband had lost his job a year and a half after they got married, and their dogs got hit by a train, you know, not long after that. And then her daughter was in a bad accident, and just a lot of bad things were happening. And then she lost her job, and she's been in the coffee business for, you know, previously, and she wanted to get back into it. So she was really happy when when Breaking New Grounds, she was able to purchase it and start her business there.
Well, what I love about the story here is hardships. The spirit of the story is somebody who's gone through, you know, dark spells or had dark things that could happen around them, and then to go back to something that you love to do.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like a painter or, you know, just going back to what you love to do and then and deciding with a smile on your face, this is what I'm going to do every day. And so that's great. What else do we have going on in the magazine this month?
We have a story about, we have a dog training story, and I don't know if you know Carla Jackson.
We've had Carla
and Carrie,
yes.
They are dog trainers, and they're very well known in the area, and great dog trainers, and I was really glad we were finally able to get a story about them.
I was thrilled when I opened up the magazine and said, Carla's in this month. Yes.
And the photography, I just love the pictures of her interacting with the dogs.
She's a good friend of Trudy Pratt's.
Oh,
and she's actually been on Trudy's show. We've had her on our show, too. And she's just, there's nothing better than knowing that, you know, when you have a dog that doesn't come to you,
mm-hmm.
what's that all about? You know?
Yeah.
Did you read that, please? Yeah. Could you tell us what to do? Good morning. James just came in the room.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, my sweet Rhonda.
I'm so glad you're here.
She was so worried. Well, you know,
you have to share because you came in late, James. Okay, you sit there, write down 100 times, I will not be late again. You're going to have to get close to that mic.
Okay, I will do that.
There you go.
Oh, you scolded. You weren't scolded. Good morning.
Oh, you can scold me, believe me.
It's Monday morning,
it
honey.
It is Monday morning.
You look like I feel, James.
Look at my eyes.
Listen, we pulled an all weekend here, being here for 12 hours yesterday and the day before. So we know what it's like. You guys have so much going on. You've got the store. You've got the magazine. You've got, the store. We're going to talk about the store. But let's still go in.
Well, we're also in our, you know, amazingly enough, our movies in the park is, we had 1,150 people last week, and, you know.
Sweet.
For The Wizard of Oz.
That was for the Goonies, and then we had about, I would just say, just shy of 1,000 for The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, man.
So. You know, and the amazing thing is, this is not like these are shows that you have not been seen for the past 20 years, and in one case, in the last 50 years. 70 years.
But maybe never on a big screen in the park for free.
Oh,
yeah.
And take your family and make the fried chicken or whatever it is.
What's the movie this week?
Oh, the movie this week is Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Oh, now see how much fun.
And we're at the Convention Center.
Center.
So we're back in Reading.
Great.
And we're excited about that.
Well.
And so, you know, the Convention Center lawn is actually a really great venue because the screen sits up high.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about that jumbo screen, get back into enjoy some of the articles, and talk about the store.
Okay, great.
Okay, good. You're listening to the segment with Enjoy Magazine. This is Linda Bott with On the Spot. And Carl and Linda here and Free Fire Media. We'll see you after these messages.
Hi.
Radio on KCNR. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:45 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. It's, oh, I don't know, about 70 degrees. It's going to get up to 98 today.
It's an ish day.
Yeah, you know, it's August 2nd, and I can't believe it's August 2nd. You know, it just seems like it's rolling through here. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We have Enjoy Magazine here.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, the largest walk-in humidor in the North State. And Carl loves his cigars, by the way. His birthday's Thursday.
That's what I was expecting.
And we love to get our coffee there, and they have a wonderful meeting room, free to the public. If you are looking for all kinds of goodies and great coffee and wonderful, friendly staff, do go to Tobacco and Brew.
Joe and Shelley have been supporting our community and in the veterans for over 35 years. So, can't say enough about it. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We're here this morning with Ron Duvall and James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And before we took a break, we were talking about the jumbo... screen, the big movie Friday nights that you're doing. And could you give us some stats on how large that blow? I mean, it blows up. It's amazing how big it is.
It does blow up. It's a pretty amazing product. The screen that we have, as large as it is when you're there, and as impressive as it is, actually is really considered one of their kind of smaller systems. Our system has a frame. It's an inflatable frame with a screen that goes in the center. The outer dimensions of the frame are roughly about almost 50 wide by about 40 high. And then you have the center screen, and the center screen is a 20 by 17 that we project directly on. And it is inflatable. It's kind of like a bouncy house. And half of the fun, actually, I think, is when people do show up early because they really like to just watch it get blown out.
Yeah, I think that
really
would be
fun.
A process.
They get there early, and they're like, oh, where's the screen? And I'm like, oh, it's over there in the bag. And they're looking at it, and they're like, oh, that little bag over there? And I'm like, yeah.
How do you blow it up?
You just roll it out flat, and then we have a kind of a high-pressure fan that runs the entire time. And
wow.
The interior of the screen has valves to keep the air in, and then obviously when it loses pressure, you can actually push the valves in to release the air. So it's just a big pressurized, like a blow-up
tent.
It's
like a bouncy house.
Yeah.
Like a bouncy. I just love it. We saw the screen when we were out at Simpson College for the baseball evening. And
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and it was
amazing.
The thing is huge. And a wonderful clear screen. Mm-hmm. It's just, don't even think of blow up. Think of a huge projection on a flat screen.
Yeah,
and
high definition. I mean, it's a good picture.
So this Friday night, Indiana Jones,
Temple of Doom,
and what time?
You know, it really varies on what you can handle, the heat and those types of things. The movies don't start until dusk, and technically, right now. That's around, you know, 8 8:59 o'clock typically.
So it's a perfect night to let the kids go ahead and stay up late and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just go play around, exhaust them so they sleep till Saturday. Sleep late Saturday morning so you can sleep in too. Well, Rhonda, can we talk about some of the more articles that are happening in this fabulous August? What would you call it? It's an edition. It's a not a subscription, but it's what?
It's a free publication, and yeah, anybody can pick it up at the hundreds of rack locations in Shasta, Siskiyou, Trinity, Tehama, and Butte counties. We print 20,000, and we're at the point where we're running out now. So pick them up early because you may not find them.
Well, I'll share a story with you. I was at Adamson's Peak Performance, and I think there was a fresh stack. I took two.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if I don't take these now, and that was like a week ago or at the end of maybe last Wednesday, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I said, if I don't take these now, they're going to be gone, and I won't be able to get them anywhere because that's how fast they fly from wherever they are. Okay, let's go to the phones.
Well, she's just left a message, and it says, where can you find Enjoy? You know, Donna says that she has looked around for them, but she needs to find one.
Well, she can always come to our office on Placer. We're at 1475 Placer, Suite C. We almost always have them there.
Yeah.
And you're right next to the Durham store.
Yeah, Durham store, yeah, parking structure. But the best thing to do, obviously, is go to www.enjoymagazine.net, and there's a section on our homepage that says where to find us. And that's a pretty current list of rack locations and businesses that carry the magazine, and she can look there to find where it's closest to her.
Well, for those who don't have computers.
Yes.
They can always call.
Yeah, they can always just call us.
And your phone number?
246-4687, and my extension is 106.
Right. Yeah. And I've seen Enjoy Magazine, like we said, in Adamson's Peak Performance and Major.
Tobacco and Brew will be soon carrying.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's great. Okay, now we've got some really interesting things to get down to. Let's talk about a few more articles. Pick up the magazine. You're going to want to see the artwork and the pictures and read the wonderful, very bright writing. And then we have some special guests.
One thing I want to say real quick, too, is we just have done a refresh on our website for those that do have computers, and now you can, go back and look at all of our past magazines, so the archives are available. And we've just launched a new software that's built in that allows you to download the magazine as a PDF and read it, or you can actually view the magazine in its true format, like a magazine, and turn the pages with your mouth.
See, right? Now you are just Mr. Computer.
Yeah, that's what I like. But that's a new feature that'll help those that don't necessarily want to go out and get it and can actually just read it online.
Oh, good. Great. Okay, look, we've got to take a quick break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages. 1460, it's August 2nd. Radio on KCNR, 1460, it's August 2nd. It's Carl and Abad, and it is 7:56 in the morning. Good morning.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about what else is going on in Enjoy Magazine. And our guest today is James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball, as they always, on the first Monday of the month, talk about the new subscription. Now, the cover of Enjoy Magazine is extra special this month because...
Well, this is... we did a contest last year, last October, and... this was the contest winner, and it was the cover contest, and we had about 107 submissions, and people had to vote for their favorite, and this is the winner. And actually, we boiled it down to five, and then we invited Kara Stewart, who usually takes our covers, and a few other people, Crown Camera, and...
In the profession, that have an eye for photography. We brought them in to actually make the final decision.
Right.
And I'll have to say I was really impressed with the submissions. I mean, when we would get them in, Rhonda was very good about, keeping them under wraps because, we wanted them to just be kept tight so that at one point when the submissions were over, then they could be looked at in its entirety. But once you finally got to look at them, there are really a lot of talented photographers, in this area. So
wonderful.
Yeah, it was very difficult.
To actually win a contest and have the cover.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is our very first black and white cover, which is pretty cool. And Jessica McCollum was the winner. So great big shout out to Jessica. Great job. We love the cover.
Yeah,
it's just
you.
So
now,
sweet.
That's her picture.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That is super, you guys. That's what's wonderful is how much you embrace, talent. And speaking of the gal who writes the recipes.
Lana.
Go. Let's talk about those recipes.
Lana does a recipe every month, and she has been since almost the beginning. Lana is a very special person. We've known her for years and years because we work with her at KMS, and she's always been a foodie, and she always gives us great recipes. We're hoping that she's going to be coming to our store and making some of the things that she writes about in our magazine and giving everybody samples. So
yeah,
we're up against the 8 o'clock hour here, and you have people in the Carl's going to go get them that are all about balsamic vinegar and 4 minutes. Okay, thank you. So let's talk about your store and when can we get in there?
I know it's so frustrating. That's one of the reasons probably why I was a little late today is because I had a tough night with a piece of the store and was there trying to get things situated. But inevitably, we're getting closer. Our hope is that we'll be ready to go just the last part here of August. That's our hope. You know, I'm going to be really honest with you. This is a new venture for us, so there's a lot of things that you know that we've had to do and stones that have been turned over and going, oh gosh, we completely forgot about that. So, but even with that, it's been very exciting. And I have to say, the community has just poured out, not just the community, but the North State regionally. We've had incredible response, and there are overwhelming number of products that are wanting to get into the store. So, but with that said, this month's issue has our first new feature section called Storefront, What's in Store, and we are featuring our first brand of the month of the store's opening that will come later this month, and that's called Tres Classiques, which is a balsamic vinegar and olive oil company out of Ukiah, and I'm proud to announce that product as our premier product, and we've actually brought in one of the distributors here. Oh, there's both here.
All right, you guys.
Good girl.
Well, introduce yourselves, please.
You guys talk real close into the mic. Yes. That's kind of the rule.
My name is Kathy Rodriguez.
Hello, Kathy.
Hi, I'm Donna Olson.
Now, are you guys the creator of these balsamic vinegar concoctions?
No, we're not the creator. We're at a winery and had a sampling of it and fell in love with it and thought, how do we get it to the North State?
So there was something about the lemon blast or the lemon something.
The lemon splash.
The lemon splash. like a lemon blast. Okay, go ahead.
The lemon splash broke a lifelong addiction I had to ranch dressing.
Ooh.
And as Kathy said, we fell in love with it, and so we contacted the owner, Thomas Allen, in Ukiah, and said, we would love to be the distributors in the North State, north from Sacramento to Southern Oregon. And he said, come on down and talk to us, and the rest is history.
So are we going to have little tastings or test when the store opens? And mm-hmm. Are the owners coming and all of this so we can...
Yeah, the premise of the store will be exactly that. Whatever we feature that month, obviously, they're going to be invited with, thank you guys very much, but they're going to come with us to just introduce themselves. Well, that's when we'll also be supporting and telling people when they can come into the store for their experience of tasting, if it's a product to taste, and just do a meet and greet and get more familiar with the store. So this is, this bit of time that we have with you definitely is now expanding into this really great thing where people are going to hear a lot about products and things to do in the store and the new issue that we go through with you guys. So we're really excited about the whole opportunity.
Okay, can I just interrupt you and say real fast, I'd like to invite you all to come back. I know that we do the first Monday of every month, but before you open your store, please come back and let's talk about the launch of the store and who's going to be there. And can I ask, can we get that? Would you do that with us?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That would really be our honor and our pleasure because we really love what you guys are all about. I know we're running up against 8 o'clock hour here. Thank you so much for being on, and we really want to support everything that you guys are doing. And James and Rhonda, spectacular. Enjoy Magazine. The August issue is out. Check it out. And thank you so much.
Thank you guys very much.
This is KCNR Shasta Ready. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bod, 8:05 in the morning on August 2nd. I'm just still not even too sure what happened in July, much less June. Thanks for joining us. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. We know this works because we were getting phone calls from Paris, France, and the Czech Republic, and all the United States here the last few days. So, you know, obviously what we say is true. So you don't really need to go anywhere else except right here, Free Fire Radio,
ACNR. Currently 64 degrees, going to be a high today of 98. Boy, that half hour just flew by with Enjoy Magazine, and we've invited them to come back and really, before they open their show, to give us just the lowdown of what's going to happen. So, and the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We have another wonderful guest in the house right now.
Major John Kleckner, United States Special Forces, retired.
Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
When you see when you see veterans in the area, you see John. If you see things that are going on, you see John. And, in fact, I can't believe that this is the first time we've had you on, John. I guess it is, though.
It is, yes.
You know, we talk a lot, and we always see you, and, you know, I get emails from you all the time because I'm on your list, and I appreciate that. But we appreciate you being on today.
Well, it's an honor to be on, and especially to talk about veterans.
Well, you know what? You know how we love them. You've got a number of things going, but, you know, before we start, let's talk a little bit about John Kleckner. I know you don't like to, but let's do that. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Born and raised in the Northeast, served 22 years in the military. Part of it was with the Green Berets, and really enjoyed my work in the military and what I did. Retired and moved to one of the most beautiful cities in the world, Redding, California.
What brought you here, John?
My wife, Doris. She was from McKinleyville, and I met her, and we talked a lot about where we wanted to go when we decided to get married. And I thought a little bit about Florida or Arizona, where I had some land. And she said, well, there's this place called Redding, California. It's really nice. And I envisioned mountains and big redwoods and did a map study and called the Chamber of Commerce out here. And I think there was about 35,000 people when we moved out here. And it was just, it was a delight then and it's a delight now. I feel like a kid in a candy store every day.
Did they mention the 112 degrees?
Well, I'm arthritic, so that doesn't bother me in the least.
Well, you know, and since you've been here, I know that you've gotten involved in all the veterans organizations or the events that affect our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And anything from, of course, the Special Forces to some of your, you know, real big events like the Veterans Day Parade out at the city of Shasta Lake.
Yes, and this year, of course, we're right now planning on our 18th annual Veterans Day Parade, and the theme this year is the Backbone of America, honoring the Korean War 60-year anniversary, never forgotten. And we're very, very thrilled to be honoring the Korean War veterans this year. They certainly deserve it. I know when I went into the service in the mid-50s, all my pappies were the guys that had returned from Korea, the 187 Regimental Combat Team. They all had a couple of combat jumps on their wings, and that always impressed me. And they were a great bunch of guys, and I don't necessarily buy into this, the Forgotten War, but we're certainly not going to forget them on the 6th of November at 10 o'clock in Shasta Lake City. We're going to have a flyover again this year, C-17. Last year we had about 88 entries and a couple of thousand spectators. It's the second largest Veterans Day parade in California.
And that tells you something. You know, I mean, Linda was honored to sing last year.
Yes.
And which means I get to sit up on the podium when she sings. I mean, I love it when she sings because I get to sit there. A lot of times I get free dinners when she sings when we go to places. But it's a beautiful parade. It is absolutely a great parade. It is a local parade. You get to fly over, and there are lots of entries, and people are just, I mean, the patriotism and the pride in their community just swells out.
Yeah, the veterans are obviously an integral part of this whole process, but I don't want to sell short the Shasta Lake Lions Club because they do an incredible job. And if anyone is interested in putting an entry into the parade, volunteering to help, or offering a donation to help finance the parade. And by the way, we don't charge anything for entries. A lot of parades do, but we don't. We have two points of contact. Ed Greer at 356-7683 or Elmer Ellsworth at 941-2095. And both of these gentlemen are available if you want to know anything about the parade, want to get an entry form, have any questions, just give them a buzz or me.
Okay, so John, for those people who are getting ready in the morning, again, we always talk about people in and out of the car or the shower, whatever, and they can't quite get the number. Is there a location? Can they go to the Lions Club? Can they go to a website where they can get this information?
Yes, we have a Facebook website, Chatsel Lake Lions, that'll talk about the parade. We have the forms at the Lions Club itself on Shasta Dam Boulevard, just west of the memorial, again on Shasta Dam Boulevard, and then we have copies at the VSO office and also at the VAOPC on Hartnell.
Okay. Look, we're going to take a quick break. We have some people calling in. We'll get to them as soon as we get back from the break. It's Carl Linda Bott. Our guest is... I've got Bob going. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media.
You've seen it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:15 in the morning. It is August 2nd, and it's going to be a little warm today.
I love that song. Yeah. That really reminds me of being in my, I think I was driving a 67 Volkswagen Bug. You know, things remind you of stuff. Okay, it's currently 72 degrees, going to be a high today of 98, and a beautiful sunny day. Our guest today is John Kleckner. Good morning, and welcome back to the program.
It's a wonderful being here.
United States Special Forces retired. And you've got a son also. Don't you have a son?
Yes, I have. Believe it.
I know you're very proud of him.
I've got a boy. His name is John Everett Kleckner II. He's 51 years old, and he has over 40 deployments. And I was talking to him the other day, and I said, John, you got to really want to do this at your age. Because I remember how tough it was. And I was medically retired, and I was pretty young because of combat wounds. And even though I had it in my heart and head, the body said, no, that's not going to happen.
40 deployments.
Yeah. Now, this is over. He's had two careers in the military. His first one was 14 years as a Green Beret in the 7th Special Forces Group, and he was a Spanish linguist and oriented to Central and South America. So he had a lot of deployments during that period of time. And then he was recruited into Air Force Special Operations because of his expertise in medicine. He's a trauma nurse and critical care nurse. And they have this particular team he's on as a team of nine men, doctors and experts like himself. And they support Special Operations and in particular Green Berets, so that when the Green Berets go into combat, they're wounded or killed, his team, even though it's an Air Force team, flies in to stabilize the kids, get them out, get them back to the doctors, which is in close proximity, and they have a 98% survival rate. It's incredible.
It is. You know, after being in Iraq the last time, the differences even between Desert Storm and Desert Shield, the wounds there, and in Iraq and Afghanistan, the strides in medicine. Oh. We felt like if we got to that injured hero, that injured warrior, we had him in that first hour, they could save him.
Yeah.
Save him or her. And they call it the golden hour. And the strides they've made, and in talking to doctors and nurses that are out in the civilian world, never seen combat, how they pay accolades to the combat doctors and the combat nurses that have had trauma advances in trauma medicine so much because of, you know, what they've learned in combat. So unfortunately it is in combat.
Yeah, so something good that comes out of war, of course, war being the most despicable thing on the planet. I was wounded severely in May of 1969 and had 4 inches blown out of my femoral artery. So I was dead. the medic that was with me saved my life through tourniquets and cerebral albumin that he put into my arms, and I had one of the first vascular transplants in medical history. If this would have been Korea or any other circumstance, especially the size of the femoral artery, you lose the limb, first of all.
Right.
And then, you know, hopefully you can save your life. And when I got into Chulai, where they flew me into the Marikal Hospital, the doctor was waiting for me in a helipad, and he said, "My God, you're alive." And I looked at him real cocky, and I said, "Certainly I'm alive." And he said, "Well, you're my 28th vascular victim. You're the first one to get here that hasn't bled to death." And fast forwarding now to the Gulf War, after the Gulf War, I talked to a couple of the doctors up here in the North State that were in the National Guard that were called up, or the reserves, and they were complaining that the packages that they received, the boxes that had brand new medical equipment in it from the Vietnam War, were all they had to operate with. And so I raised my hand in the back of the room and I said, "Well, what's wrong with that?" And the guy looked at me and said, "Dinosaurs." So what you're saying, Carl, is true. The advances are incredible.
The strides are remarkable. I mean, you know, monthly, weekly, I mean, things they're learning. I know when you deployed, and in the times I was deploying before, this last time, you know, I've been off active duty for like 6 years and then deployed again. Tourniquets, that was the big thing. Everybody carried tourniquets. Mm-hmm. And they were one-handed tourniquets that you could put on yourself, because of the main injuries were from the IEDs, and so they're pretty, you know, traumatic injuries. But everybody was carrying extra tourniquets on them, so that you could use them either on yourself or your partner there. But it saved lives.
You're a paratrooper, aren't you?
Yeah.
Something I found out the other day that just floored me, talking about advances. I had a friend of mine who's in his early 60s jump in Normandy this year in June. And I looked at his equipment, and he had a reserve, and the handle was in the middle. I said, "When did they move the handle?" He said, "When they realized that if you get your right hand blown off or injured, you can't do this, but you can do this." And I'm gesturing now.
The handle used to be on the right-hand side.
It used to be on the right-hand side. Now they've moved it to the middle, so that if you lose a hand or have a serious injury, you can use the other hand to pull the reserve.
Well, John, if you're doing a real combat jump, you're jumping so low anyway. It's just there to make you feel better. It helps you bounce when you hit the ground. Yeah. So, hey, we got to take a break and come back. John's got some. He's got some topics here that are affecting our veterans, all of our veterans, and right here from the state of California. And you need to hear about these. We've mentioned them a little bit, but now we're going to get into it about how veterans programs are being cut. The funding's being cut. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. CNR 1460, it is 8:24 in the morning. It's August 2nd. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in emporium in the state. I can say that. It's in the state. And then Espresso Joe's, you go in there, they have 40 different types of coffee fixed 80 different ways. And so you can get any way you want it. They also have tobacco presses or espresso machines, French presses, you name it, they have it. Joe and Shelley have been supporting our community for over 35 years. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Major John Kleckner, United States Special Forces, retired. We've been talking about him, his family, but we also were talking about the parade, the second largest parade, is it in California, John?
Yes.
On Veterans Day, right here in the city of Shasta Lake. I'll tell you, they are a very patriotic group out there. Lions are putting it on, along with all the different veterans organizations. But now we want to talk about something a little more serious. We're going to talk about veterans programs that seem to be on the chopping block right here in California.
Well, it's something that's near and dear to me, because veterans worked so hard to get services. And everything a veteran, his dependents, his widows, and orphans receive is legislated. This year, the governor gave the California Department of Veterans Affairs $8.4 million to budget the California Veterans Service offices. Now, this is where Bob Dunlap is down on Shasta Street here in Redding, for example. they take care of the veterans from the standpoint of filing medical claims for them. Actually, the VSO takes care of the veteran family from birth to death, is the way I like to describe it. And lo and behold, I get a message from Sacramento telling me that no matter how they spin it, they being the legislators that are behind this, the governor added $8.4 million to the CDVA budget for the CVSOs. The Assembly approved the budget. The Senate did not. And the Senate Budget Committee, the 10 members of the Senate Budget Committee, voted to cut the veterans' budget by $7 million. That's unacceptable. That's ridiculous. And we're going to, hopefully, veterans and veteran leaders are going to go to the press conference being held at 1:30 August 5th at the state capitol. It's going to occur in room 1190. And so I'm going to encourage everybody within earshot, if you can get your American Legion, VFW, AMVETS, Military of the Purple Heart, whatever, commanders, that's August 5th at 1:30 in the state capitol, room 1190. And if those of you that marched on the capitol with me and other leaders in the North State when they tried to take our cemetery away from us and our veterans' home, remember that it does work. So if you have an opportunity to get down there, please do.
What was the reasoning behind this? There's just no money in the budget?
They're trying to balance the budget on the backs of the most deserving people in the state. And I've told them, if you're going to balance the budget because of your incompetence, do it on somebody else. If you got a pecking order, make sure the veterans are last.
How about starting with them, the legislators? How about the committees that people are being paid $100,000 a year on to do committees that are not even elected positions? How about paying for illegal aliens that are in our state instead of taken away from veterans?
Well, they don't want to talk about these things. And you and I, you just mentioned, there's a revolving door. If they're elected out of office, they move into some state job getting $150,000 a year until they can run for another office and move to the trough again to be served financially. I may sound a little bitter, and if I do, I am. I'm sick and tired of these poor people, and I say poor people, I don't mean that in the sense of not having money. I'm talking about people who have served in the military. Their blood is on the soil of foreign lands. And in some instances, the men have died, and the widows are trying to get assistance from the Veterans Service Office. These people have to be funded. And here's another thing. They get subvention funds. I mean, if you look at the county and what the county has to pay to finance that Veterans Service Office down there on Shasta Street, they receive over $70,000 a year from the state in the form of subvention funds. Plus the fact that's the only positive department in Shasta County. It brings in millions of dollars every year, tax dollars, to the county.
Now, they figure that what happens is the money is given to the veterans, or is paid to the veterans,
right,
that they've earned. It's not given to them. It's not it's not something that for nothing. Then they spend the money in the community. They figure this is worth millions of dollars because it keeps rotating, revolving around out there.
That's right.
We're going to have to take a break here in a few seconds, John. The thing is that you're right, is that it's a positive aspect. We have over 20,000 veterans here. You know, per capita, I think even Schwarzenegger said that we've got one of the largest veterans ratio here, right here in the state. And then we've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about it. But the other thing is we've got more coming. We have like another 80,000 coming out of Iraq here this summer. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8 34 in the morning. It's August 2nd. It's going to be 98 degrees today. Weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. It's about 10 degrees cooler up there. They're serving lunch up there every day, and they have, not only do they have the misters sitting up in the patio, which cools things down with umbrellas, but they also have air-conditioned dining rooms up there, so you can get out of the heat. Have great food right up there in Anselmo Vineyards. Our guest today is Major John Kleckner, retired Special Forces. And the we've been talking about cuts in veterans programs. There's going to be a press conference on August 5th at 1:30 up in the, down in the state capitol in Sacramento, in room 1190. And you're asking people to, you know, just come on down and force your way in.
Yes. Yes.
How did our representatives vote on this?
I'm not aware of how the Senate voted. I haven't found out yet. In the Assembly, I talked to Mr. Nielsen, Senator Nielsen. He didn't indicate to me that as a member of the Joint Budget Committee, he did vote to cut the funds, but he didn't want to. He did it very reluctantly. And again, the argument is we've got to balance the budget. And again, my argument is I understand that, but let's make the veterans the last ones that you hammer.
Yeah, and I think it, you know, it plays into what you're seeing right here in River City, too, with the police and fire and what's going on. You know, when we cut, if we cut everything else before we get to that, and if you can tell me we've cut out the amount of money that goes to keep the illegals running and safe and happy and secure and medicated and fed before you take on the veterans, I'd say that we've got our priorities in the wrong spots.
Absolutely.
Anyway, okay. What else is going on here?
Well, we have, as everyone knows, we have the cemetery out at Igo, and we have the new home being constructed on Knighton Road. And I would encourage everybody to go out and take a look and see what's going on, a lot of activity at both locations, especially out at the cemetery where Mojo, Maurice Johannesson, and Marianne are building a new, I call it the chapel. They say that the politically correct crew has told him it's a memorial building.
It's a chapel. We all know
it's
that.
It's a chapel.
And you know the thing about it Mojo's done is he's done it without getting the state or the county involved except to get a permit. And then he's built it. He's getting ready to put a roof on it here. And he just started it like a month ago.
Yeah.
You know, he just got a love person.
He's an incredible man. And he's done more for veterans than anybody I know since I've been in North State. At any rate, I do want to mention that Thursday, August the 12th, mark this on your calendars now, from 7 to 7, there's a drive-through fundraiser for the new chapel down at the Convention Center. And I would encourage everybody to just hop in their cars, drive down there, you know, drop 10 or 20 bucks in the bucket. And,
when is this again, John?
It's Thursday, August the 12th, from 7 to 7.
Starts at 7 in the morning and goes till 7 in the evening.
7 at night, yeah. And there'll be plenty of people working down there with buckets to collect the money. And you can just drive on through, drop a check off, whatever you want. And I would encourage everybody to help support that project.
I think we're going to be down there that day. We'll take a real good look at it, see if we can remote it that day.
Oh, that'd be great.
So that people come by and, you know, Maurice Johannesson is paying for this. He's paying for this.
Right.
I was going to say with other people, but he's not. He's put himself on the hook for this. And if you didn't know about this, what this is this memorial, Warriors home, house, is for, if you go out to Igo, and it's such a beautiful cemetery, and we have so many funerals out there and remembrances, there's no place to get out of the weather.
No.
If it's 115 degrees, you know, there's a shade for approximately 30 people and cement seats out there, benches. Everybody else is out in the sun. If it's raining or if it's cold, there's no way of getting out of the weather.
Yeah.
What Senator Johannesson has done is built a house out there for our fallen relatives and the people that want to pay want to pay their honors to our heroes that are being interred out there. And it's for everybody. Every religion, every group can come out here and then use this where they're out of the weather. It's air conditioned. It's a beautiful place, and it really is a fitting place there at Igo.
Yes, it is.
But he said, you know what? they're not going to do it, I'm going to do it. But this is a chance for our community to help pay for this.
Well, there's been some add-ons. You know, they originally had this planned out, and he committed $500,000. And then all of a sudden, the state and everybody else got involved and said, oh, and by the way, you have to have this, and you have to have that, and you have to have something else. We all know how that works. And so there's been quite a bit of additional cost added on to the chapel cost, and that's why we're having these fundraisers.
Well, you know, and that's
that just kind of steams me.
Well, it's the same thing as that we run into any type of business or anybody out here trying to do something, do the right thing, is the county gets into it, the city gets into it, the state gets into it. Oh, wait a minute, we have something over here you have to do. Oh, there's a little Larkspur over there. You have to spend $15,000 figuring it's not there. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Well, there's other issues going on. There are other projects going on out the cemetery. And I'm the chairman of the subcommittee for monuments and memorials out there. If anyone would like to put a memorial or a monument out there, we're building an area behind the committal shelter. It's going to be a 300-yard-long, 8-foot-wide cement memorial walkway. And God bless them, the Sunset Rotary has, a friend of mine, Bob Moravio, and I have been working on this project for about 2 years, and looking with our hand out, trying to get help from the community, because we really don't have the funds to build something like that, but it's necessary, it's needed. Well, the Sunset Rotary has agreed to come on board and take over the project, and they're putting in redwoods, and they're going to build it, and we're just very excited. And the community, individuals, families, veterans organizations, civic organizations, will be able to buy memorials, memorial rocks, benches. It'll be a lovely area to go and just relax, think about. And it's someplace for people to go, by the way, if they're waiting for their funeral. Because, as you said, there's a lot of people being buried out there. There's as many as five and six funerals a day out there. So the families arrive, and they have to have some place to sit around. And
it sounds like a beautiful idea.
Yes.
Hey, we've got to take a quick break here.
Okay.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, I'm
Radio here on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. Our guest is John Kleckner, and we've been talking a lot of what's been going on here in the North State with Veteran Affairs. Let's talk about the Veterans Home.
We're very excited about that, and of course you know that the project is ongoing. They're really moving a lot of dirt to getting ready to put all of the infrastructure in, the utilities and so on, and get ready for the foundation. I think that Frank Williams is up here now. He's the new director, and I believe he said he was going to move his office up here from Sacramento around the 1st of August.
Well, you know, John, help me get him on here, will you? I mean, I know you have...
He'll be very happy to come on board. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Really great guy.
We'd like to have him on. And like I said, Maurice is going to be on Wednesday.
Okay, good. Let's get one more date. One more time. Let's talk about the date that we're going to circle in our calendars. That is the drive-in from 7 to 7, the drive-through to donate money. For the this is for the chapel or for the worship center or for the whatever you call it.
Yeah, that's Thursday, August the 12th.
We're calling it the chapel.
From 7 to 7, you can drive through down at the convention center and give donations to help build the chapel out at the cemetery in Igo.
So this is like many other times. You just have to do is pull in there, drive through. Go from right to left, let's hope.
Piece of cake.
Just drop it off. There'll be people standing out there.
One thing I do want to mention to you, Linda, there's a couple that's in my Special Forces chapter, Bob and Kathy Moravio, that have already started a project for the Veterans Home. And they're getting with all the ladies' groups, the churches, anybody that might be interested in making lap throws, caps, and booties. And what we want to do when the men and women start moving in out there, the residents, we want to give each one of them these items as kind of welcome and something very nice to have. Because the two prerequisites for moving into the home are you're disabled, service-connected, or you're 62 years of age or older. So...
Yeah, John, we can be roomies. We can have rooms next to each other.
You know, they gave me a, somebody gave me a call the other day and asked me if I was interested, and I said, well, I'll be 73 my next birthday, but I'm not quite ready.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that yet.
Yeah, very young, 73. Very, and thank you so much for your service and your commitment, John. You know, one thing is missing today, and that is your green beret, your hat that I always see you in, and your wraparound shades that are just it's kind of like your style. It's your thing. And so thank you, because wherever we go, we see you. And there you go. He's got his wraparound shades on now.
Well, so cool. You know, John sometimes ruffles feathers, and that's good because John's got one object in mind, and that's what's good for the veterans. And I, you know, God bless you, John, because, you know, we're going to have thousands of these young men and women are returning home.
We are at war.
That's right. Good news is that we're pulling out of Iraq. We won. The bad news is that we're turning you around and heading you right back to Afghanistan, where we hope we win, and when there's a clear mission and ways of doing this. But the bottom line is the warriors themselves.
That's right. We've got to take care of our men and women.
And we've said so many times, we don't care what you think about war. Anybody that's been in war knows it is despicable, knows it is. It's a terrible thing.
Yeah.
But there are we owe it to our veterans. We do. We owe it to our veterans to take care of them when they put their lives on line. They've been injured. They need to be taken care of.
We have to have a standing army.
We
have to have it if we're going to have a country.
And the Veterans Day Parade is a way for you to come out, you our listeners, to come out and just by being there, your body on the street, waving as some of our service men and women are in the parade, is really a big form of support. It's a visual. It's like showing up. So we just, Shelley was here from Tobacco and Brew. She took a form in case you didn't catch the numbers of where to go. You can get a form at Tobacco and Brew to enter the parade.
And there's a question somebody just left here. Is there a website or, schedule for the Igo Cemetery for when it's going to be? I guess it's going to
be the fundraisers.
For the fundraisers and all that. Is there some place people can go to? You know, what we'll do is we'll put it right up here on KCNR. We'll put it on our page, someplace on a page about the fundraising, or you can click on it. It goes right to our other website of Free Fire Media. We'll put it also. We'll run it up on our Facebook page.
Okay,
also,
great.
Also, so we can remind people about this. One, on August 5th, if you want to head on down there and just be there when they make the announcement. And two, on August 12th, it's a big day. I think we can say we're going to be down there if the boss here says it's okay. Okay. Major John Kleppner, thank you so much for being here. And it will be other times, John.
At any time. I'd love to come and talk about any subject that I might have the expertise in to talk about and not make a fool out of myself.
Well, see, that doesn't stop me at all, because it's 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. I'll find something I can make a fool of myself with all the time. Got to take a break here. Call in the bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Back down. No, I won't.
Good morning, North State. It's 78 degrees here on KCNR 1460. That's 1460 on your dial. Yeah, it's 8:54 in the morning. We're about ready to close down here on this Monday. Well, actually, Dennis Miller's up next. But and we talked about the weather was currently 78. It's going to be high today of 98. Weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. Give us an email. Shoot something to me at Linda at KCNR 1460. We started at the top of the hour about our new programming on Sundays. Were you able to tune in? What do you think? And we've got Front Lines of Freedom that we are looking for a new slot to put it in, whether it be Saturday afternoon or Sunday morning. So shoot me an email. Let me know your thoughts on that. Again, Linda at KCNR1460.com.
You know, tomorrow's going to be a contentious day again in the city council. You know, the last city council meeting, they were voting on to accept a offer from the police department with no extension of the contract, and that became a contentious day. Plus, it was something on medical marijuana. Well, this Tuesday, tomorrow, they're going to be talking marijuana again. But this is where the city's going to be a dry town should California voters legalize recreational marijuana use. Police Chief Peter Hansen is going to urge the city council to go on record opposing Proposition 19, the marijuana legalization initiative, on a November ballot. Well, Chief Peter Hansen will be on our show tomorrow, and we'll ask him about that. Among other things, besides, this is the first time he's been back on our show since he's made his announcement. He's staying on as police chief, and we applaud him for that. It's going to be an interesting show tomorrow to ask him this. Now, the Reading City Council meets at 4 p.m. Tuesday, and it's going to be in the council chambers, and the agenda is going to be the Oasis Road Interchange, Proposition 19, landscape maintenance. I don't think that's the right time. The city council meets at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, so I'm going to have to go back and check that. I got this out of the record searchlight. We'll make sure we know tomorrow. Other guests this week, Maurice Johansson. We've got Paul Hoosier is coming back from REU. And then I think Friday may be kind of a pop-up. Our new other shows that are coming up here this week are going to be... Okay, I just lost all my notes here.
It's live radio, folks.
You're not helping me, honey. Also, you know, we're also going to talk about Rick Bassetti. We'd like to have somebody else on here, too, from the Police Association. Rick Bassetti had an article in the paper talking about that it's just the numbers. And he's talking about how the compensation packages for a sergeant is going to be worth $163,000 a year. His base salary of $102,000, an additional $43,000 in retirement, and $14,000 for health care premiums. And if he retires at 50 with 30 years of service, he'll receive $100,000.
All right, Bob's got a call in.
Didn't want to go on the air, but he said to tell folks that due to National Night Out, the council meeting is being moved back to 4 p.m.
That's
National
right.
Night Out?
Okay, so it's going to be at 4 p.m.
Yeah, we can talk about that tomorrow. It's a big event.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, that's why it's going to be at 4 p.m.
Okay, there we go. Thank you so much for calling, Gary. That's what I got a little sidetracked there because I was watching Bob write down. So anyway, we've had a great day today. We've got a lot to cover here tomorrow and this week. You've got your finger on something over there.
Well, it's just that, you know, we don't have enough time to really get into this. We've just given one part of this, and that's not fair. It's, you know, and some of the comments also is leave things the way they are, lay off those in other non-safety departments. One of the things we also haven't talked about is the amount of people making well over $100,000 in different departments. Some people said, what about the housing department? You know, so many people there, why do we have so many people working there? How come there's assistance to the assistance of the managers? These are all things that have to be taken into account, so we really can't get into it at this point because we only got a few minutes left. But it's, my friends, this is contentious, and it's going to stay contentious. It's going to be a nasty fight all the way through November. We've got 12 members running for city council. Of course, the incumbents, and then new people, and then people that were on the city council before, such as Ken Murray, has thrown his hat into the ring, too. I promise you that we will have every one of them that after this week, when we find out who is really going to be running, everyone will be on our show that chooses to be.
They're invited to be on our show.
We've invited other people to be on our show that they chose not to be, and that's okay. They didn't want to be asked questions by you, the people, and or by us. I applaud the people that come on that have different viewpoints and will express themselves on that. So
that's absolutely correct. So. Coming up, Dennis Miller, thanks for joining us here on the first Monday of the month, August 2nd. Can you believe it? Here we are. You're going to mark 7 in your checkbook. And this is Carl and Linda.
Well, really, you marked 8.
Eight. See? I'm still in the seven mode. Gosh, thanks. Eight. And your birthday's this, yeah, of course. You were born on August 5th. Coming up. Stay with us. And this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.